భద్రం కర్ణేభిశృణుయామదేవా భద్రం పశ్యేమాక్షభిర్యజత్రాః స్థిరైరంగైః స్తుష్టువాగుంసస్తనూభిః వ్యశేమ దేవహితం యదాయుః స్వస్తి న ఇంద్రో వృద్ధశ్రవాః స్వస్తి న పూషా విశ్వవేదాః స్వస్తి నస్తార్క్షో అరిష్టనేమిః స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః.
We have completed the fourth section or the fourth question, and we are going to enter into the fifth question or fifth section. Before going to that fifth section, let us do a little bit Simhavalokanam. Simhavalokanam means taking the stock of previous concluding portions. Why it is called Simhavalokanam? When that Simha, the lion, to find its prey, that animal, and it looks back all the time. While moving, one step, two steps, three steps, again every time it looks back. Now, if any other animal is coming, carefully it goes front. If that alertness is there, there is a safety. Similarly, for a Vedantic student also, when we are studying Shastra, what we have completed, what are all the topics we have dealt in these previous sections, and we can know the connection for the future sections. There is a sort of comfort, easy way of understanding. So there is a method called Simhavalokana in Vedanta. So let us see the first section first. Just one or two lines only I'll give. Okay, don't afraid of again revision. Srishti Prakaranam has been talked about in the first section. Through the Srishti Prakaranam, Shukla Gati, Krishna Gati were highlighted. Shukla Gati and Krishna Gati were highlighted. This is the first chapter or first section, first questions topic. Then the second and third sections or questions, we saw the topic of Prana. The subject matter is prana. In the second chapter, I will tell you the second question, otherwise you will get confused. In the second question, the superiority of the prana was highlighted. All sense organs are all inferior. The main prana is the supreme, most powerful in the human existence, in any prani for that matter. Then we saw one story also. Every sense organ claiming that we are great. Then prana tells silently it wants to walk out. as though walking out, then all the sense organs go behind that prana. Please don't go. If you go out, we cannot stay. Because of your blessing only, we are staying in this body. Five sense organs of knowledge, five sense organs of action. Karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, all are abiding in the body, functioning because of main prana. Through that story. Then the third question, the glory of the prana was given. How this prana sustaining the individual as well as total? This prana sustains the individual vyashti jiva. Same prana sustains or protects the whole creation also, jagat or samashti, macrocosm. Pranasyedam vashe sarvam tridive yat pratishthitam. Mateva putran rakshasva shrischa prajnascha videhi naiti. Where we saw? Here only. In this book itself, Prashnopanishad. So like a mother protects her baby, this prana protects all beings. This is the second and third questions we saw about the prana. Then fourth question. There are five questions in the fourth question. There are subdivisions, you know, small questions. It is about the sushupti, swapna, sushupti and turiyam. Swapna, sushupti and turiyam. The first question, what are all organs sleep during the dream time? What are all organs sleep or non-functional during dream? The answer we saw is in the second mantra of fourth section, all these 10 sense organs will sleep. They will not function. That is the answer. Brief answer. So all the sense organs we should know. Shabda sparsha roopa rasa gandha. Vak pani pada pai upastha. Now you know how we have to keep, you know, like in a computer, we have to preserve. One who preserves all these points, previous lessons, that person, that student easily can grasp, easily can enjoy the subject. Then the second question is, who wakes up during the dream? Who is that? What is that principle waking at the time of dream? That principle is given in that third mantra and fourth mantra of the fourth section. Now we are seeing the previous section summary. In the third and fourth mantras, the answer was given, prana and mind, both of them are awakened at the time of dream. Prana and the mind. Then the third question, who enjoys the dream? Third question, who enjoys the dream? And that answer was given in the fifth mantra, manaha chidabhasa vyapta manaha anubhavatina. Adha swapna sukham. Swapnam kaha anubhavati manaha. Mind alone enjoys the dream. Mind alone, that which is called devaha, chidabhasa sahitaha, vyaptaha, manaha, swapnam anubhavati. Then the fourth question, swapna over, who sleeps in the swapna, who function in the swapna, who enjoys the swapna. Swapna anna enna kekkadungo. Then the fourth question is, who enjoys the sleep? After swapna, the sleep only comes next. Here, the sixth mantra answers, manaha, mind alone enjoys the sleep. Dream also, mind alone enjoy. Even deep sleep also, mind alone enjoys. Manaha enjoys the sleep. Then the fifth question, what is that substratum into whom all these sense organs, everything will go into laya, dissolve at the time of sleep? What is that substratum or source, base, into whom all these sense organs will merge? That is the question. That answer is given in the 7th and 8th mantras. That substratum is Turiyam. Into Turiya Atma, all these sense organs will dissolve. Mind also goes into dormant form. Triputi Rahita Sthiti. Subject, object, instrument, absence is there in that sleep. That sukham also mind alone enjoys, but in a passive condition, in a dormant condition. That is called karana shariram. Whoever knows this 9th mantra and the 10th mantra, phalam, whoever knows this, that person is sarvajnaha. He knows that, or he or she knows that everything, eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam, turiya jnanena sarva jnanam bhavati ityarthaha. Answer to that Mundakopanishad. This is connected to Mundakopanishad. That is Mantropanishad. This is Brahmanopanishad. So in the 9th and 10th mantras, we are seeing the phalam. This Turiya Atma, this is called Atma Vidya, is highlighted here only. There is no tatparya in talking about the swapna and sleep. Swapna and Sushupti, we are not interested. Why Swapna and Sushupti we have discussed? To find out that what is the substratum into whom everything resolves. That is Turiya Atma. That is important here. That is Turiya Atma. This is called Tatastha Lakshanam. Tatastha Lakshanam means Jiva Rupena Brahma Jnanam. Jiva Vechati Tatasthama Vechindi. We are going to arrive at that Brahman. Similarly, in the Jagat Srishti Prakaranam, we are not interested in Srishti. The Srishti Prakaranam also is a Tatastham. By knowing the Srishti, the Jagat, you are aiming at to know the Brahman. So see this Jagat. This Jagat is nothing but Brahman. So showing Jagat as a Tatastham. Tate, nearby, which is nearby Brahman, Nirguna Brahman, how can we understand otherwise? Shastra use this method, beautiful method, Tatastha Lakshanam. In the beginning, Swarupa Lakshanam we cannot understand. By showing the Jiva, sense organs, mind, Antahkaranam, everything you see all these things, dream, mind, sleep, everything. When you go to deep sleep, then the sthula shariram negated, sushma shariram negated, karana shariram negated, thuriyam is highlighted. Then you go to swarupa lakshanam. That is the method. Tatastha lakshanam visayam Taittiriya Upanishad elaborately. So tatastha lakshana dvara, what is that tatastham here? Jagat and jiva. So jagat, jiva, if I keep them as an helping, taking them as instruments like help, and we go to the turiya atma. Then what about this maya? Just aside topic, very very important topic. In Anubhuti Prakashika, one text, Vidyaranya Swami wrote all slokas on each Upanishad. He writes there beautifully. Every Upanishad he dealt there. What about this maya? Everything goes into Turiya Atma. Why not into maya? You said maya is also anadi, beginningless. Maya is also beginningless. Asal teva illa ide. But I want to, because you are advanced students, I want to give some homework for you to think over. Maya is that which is anadi, beginningless we say. Brahman is also anadi, maya is also anadi. But you are telling the substratum is Turiya Atma, that is Brahman. What about this maya? Question. The question arises, how can you say Brahman is free from maya? We say maya is there, maya is anadi, but at the same time, Brahman is free from maya. If Brahman is free from maya, the person, Purapakshi will ask question, when the Brahman is free from maya? Tell me. So Brahman is free from maya. Eppo? Eppo? In the time? Because you say it is beginningless. And at the same time we said Brahman is free from maya. It is beginningless, all the time it is there, but free from maya. Contradictory. If you say Brahman is free from maya, when? I am asking. Then Purapakshi asks. Purapakshi and the Pakshi. Person who, the questioner, you know, the one who questions, argues. Then we say the answer, Brahman is free from the maya all the time. This is the answer. Brahman is free from maya, not any particular time. Brahman is free from maya all the time. Even when we are experiencing this vyavaharika prapancha in spite of interaction, in spite of vyavaharika prapancha experiencing, at the same time Brahman is free from maya all the time. Not samadhi lakponada, Brahman is free from maya. Or you go to deep, you know, some sleep, then only Brahman is free from maya. No. Brahman is always free from the maya. Means in dream also Brahman is free from maya. Sleep also Brahman is free from maya. What about jagrat? In jagrat also Brahman is free from maya. Then he puts another question. How do you say so? How can you say like that Brahman is free from maya all the time? For that we give the answer. Maya is not physically away from Brahman. Maya is not physically away from Brahman. Brahman is free from maya nanartham. Don't think that maya is free from Brahman physically. இப்படி தனித்தனி அந்த பக்கம் இது ஒன்று, இந்த பக்கம் பிரம்மன், அந்த பக்கம் மாயா, அப்படி நினைக்காதே. வி கிவ் த ஆன்சர், நாட் ஓன்லி தட், பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் ஃபிசிக்கல்லி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் மாயா, பட் தட் மாயா ஹுச் இஸ் தேர் ஆல் த டைம் that Maya is mithya. Mithya Maya. Ya ma sa Maya. What is not there is called Maya. என்ன சுவாமி இல்லாத மாயை பற்றி எதுக்கு நம்ம பேசணும்னா, அதுதானே மணி உண்டு பண்ணுறது கிரியேஷன் எல்லாமே. ஸோ மாயா இஸ் மித்யா, யா மா சா மாயா, வாட் இஸ் நாட் தேர் பட் வாட் எவர் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்டு பை அஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் மாயா. தட் மீன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் தேர் இன் பிரம்மன் எனஃப் டு கிரியேட் to convert, enough to create or enough to convert the Brahman to make srishti sthiti laya karta. திருப்பி சொல்றேன், Maya is with Brahman, it is mithya. Even though it is mithya, it is there means up to what extent it is there up to, it is enough to convert the Brahman. அப்ப என்ன பண்ணுவார் பிரம்மன்? சிருஷ்டி ஸ்திதி லய பண்ணுவார். பிரம்மன் சிருஷ்டி ஸ்திதி லய பண்றதுக்கு எவ்வளவு தேவையோ அந்த அளவுக்கு மாயா பிரம்மனோட ஒட்டின்னு இருக்கு. அவ்வளவுதான், அது மேல மாயா ஒன்றும் பண்ண முடியாது. பிரம்மன் கன்வெர்ட் த ஹோல் என்ன, பிரம்மன்னே சிருஷ்டி ஸ்திதிலய கர்த்தாவா பண்றதுன்னு என்ன, ஈஸ்வரனாக பண்றது பிரம்மன். மாயா இஸ் தட் மேக்கிங் த பிரம்மன் கிவிங் ஈஸ்வரா ஸ்டேட்டஸ் டு கிரியேட் த ஹோல் ஜெகத். சம்சாரா ஸ்டார்டட் அந்த. தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட், நிகிரக கரணம் அனுகிரக கரணம். பிரம்மனுக்கு இந்த ஜகத்தினை கண்ட்ரோல் பண்றதுக்கு அனுகிரகம் பண்றதுக்கு யார் சக்தி கொடுக்குறான்னா மாயாதான். அதுதான் சக்தி. சக்தி இல்லைன்னா சிவனே இருந்தா மாயா. வித்தவுட் மாயா பிரம்மன் கேனாட் கிரியேட். ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள் சுவாமினி? இது ரொம்ப நம்பவே முடியலையேண்ணா. வி சே த எக்ஸாம்பிள் ரோப் ஸ்னேக். Your rope snake is enough to create fear or not? Snake irukko illiye rope paathi snake neniche you are getting sweating, no, frightened. That means your rope snake is enough to frighten you na. Illada paambu vande frighten pandradhukku poduma illiya? Podum. Adhe mele enna pannanum? Onnu panna venda, panna vendadalla pandradhu. இல்லாத ஸ்னேக் வந்து இட் இஸ் டூயிங் சோ மச். கேன் யூ சே தட் ஸ்னேக் இஸ் நாட் தேர்? இஃப் இட் இஸ் நாட் தேர் ஹவு கேன் ஐ கெட் ஃபியர்? இஃப் இட் இஸ் தேர் மீன்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு கால் பாம்பாட்டி. நத்திங் இஸ் டூயிங். தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இந்த ஹோல் ஜெகத் இஸ் லைக் எ ரோப் ஸ்னேக். என்ன மாயா? இட்ஸ் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டாபிக் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் மாயா. Okay, இது அளவுக்கு போதும். So therefore, now that is what? The one who understand this mithyatvam, that is the 9th mantra, 10th mantra, said, Achchayam, அதுதான் மாயா ரஹிதம் அசரீரம். ஷரீர ரஹிதம்னா don't think physical body absence, not the absence of physical body. Absence of this physical body is not that. In spite of body, body is mithya. Because body is maya, made up of maya. That since maya is mithya, body is mithya. Illa contemplate pannanum. To assimilate, you have to do lot of contemplation. Alohitam shubhram aksharam vedayate. Whoever falsify this body, mind, complex, everything, that person understands pure aksharam brahma. Vedayate he somya saha sarvajna. He is the ahankara will be falsified. Adha artham. Ahankara is falsified. సో జగత్ ద్వారా బ్రహ్మబోధనం, జీవ ద్వారా బ్రహ్మబోధనం. బ్రహ్మబోధనం ఆయనతో ఇల్లయో ఇప్పో తురీయ ఆత్మ సబ్స్ట్రాటం. సో దిస్ అహంకార, ద లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ ఐ లిటిల్ బిట్ ఫాస్టర్, దట్స్ వై స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ ఆస్కింగ్ మామని తిరిపి చొల్లుంగో అని. సో అహంకార ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ చిదాభాస. ఓకే, చిదాభాస ఈజ్ డిపెండెంట్లీ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఆన్ చిత్. సో ఇంత చిదాభాసం వంది అంత చిత్తులో లయమాగరదు. సో దట్ చిదాభాస ఈజ్ రియల్ ఆర్ చిత్ ఈజ్ రియల్. సో వెన్ అహంకార కమ్స్ ఓన్లీ చిదాభాస కమ్స్ ఓన్లీ ఐ నో బ్రహ్మన్ అని చొల్ల ముడియం. ఇప్పుడు ఐ నో అని బ్రహ్మను చొల్లరదకి యూ హ్యావ్ టు హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు అహంకార. అహంకారం అంది చిదాభాస, చిదాభాసం అంది మిథ్య. ఇట్ హ్యాజ్ నో సత్తా ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్. సో చిదాభాస అహంకార ఇరుందా ఎన్నో వందడం, భోగ్య భోగ ఇదెల్లాం వందడం, త్రిపుటి వందడం. అప్పుడు అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మిని చొల్లడమా వేండమా స్వామిని అది డౌట్ వరం. నెక్స్ట్ క్వశ్చన్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ నెసెసరీ టు సే అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి? శాస్త్ర సేస్ నెసెసరీ. అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి అని చొల్లడం ఎవరికి? నాట్ ఫర్ అదర్స్, టు యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. వై అండ్ ద ఆన్సర్ ఈజ్ దిస్, వి సే ఇట్ ఈస్ రిక్వైర్డ్ బికాస్ వి డిఫైన్ సంసార యాజ్ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లిమిటేషన్. సంసార మీన్స్ వాట్? ఎ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లిమిటేషన్. అహం అపూర్ణ, ఇట్ ఈస్ లిమిటేషన్. ఈ సంసార ఇస్ దిస్ కాల్డ్ సంసార. సో దిస్ లిమిటేషన్ ఇస్ సెంటర్డ్ ఆన్ అహం. ఇన్ ద లిమిటేషన్ ఏం వరది? హూ ఇస్ లిమిటెడ్? అహం. ఐఎమ్ స్వామిని, ఐఎమ్ లిమిటెడ్. దిస్ లిమిటేషన్ ఈజ్ సెంటర్డ్ ఆన్ ద అహం. ఐ యామ్ సో. దిస్ ఐ యామ్ ఓన్లీ ద ప్రాబ్లమ్. Therefore, in the aham, aham limited, limited, ఏది చొల్లియో అంద అహత్తికి చొల్లడం నీ ఎన్న. అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి, అహం పరిచ్ఛిన్న న అస్మి, అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి, అహం పరిచ్ఛిన్న న అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ లిమిటెడ్, ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఫైనైట్, ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్. ఇది చొల్లిండే ఇరుకణం, నమ్మకు నమ్మ చొల్లిండే ఇరుకణం. అంటిల్ వీ గెట్ నిష్ఠ. This is what the essence of the previous chapter. Ahankara ande, ahankara is nothing but reflection of OC. OC is chit, RC is reflection, chidabhasa, ahankara. Therefore falsify the ahankara. Where the ahankara has gone in sleep, tell me now. Into chit. That which comes and goes is not trikale api na tishthati, that is mithya. What remains trikale? Chit. So trikala yat satyam tat abadhyam, that is unnegatable, that I am. So the own of that chit while in jagrat, not in sleep. Amma sleep lo chit eppadi adi kadikiradu swami anga thoongathukka pore ani sollakoodadu. While you are in the class itself, you are chit. In the class itself, chidabhasa is mithya. Chidabhasa is mith, chit is sat. Puriyarada? And the purunchikirada da moksham. Onnu illa. Moksham anna? While waking itself, I am chit alone. While interacting with the chidabhasa, I am using... When I am looking at the mirror, I am seeing my face in the mirror, do you remember your face or not? Original face. Are you got carried away by your reflected face? Tell me now. When you are looking at the mirror, you are seeing your face, reflected face in the mirror. Are you carried away by that reflected face in the mirror, or you are not aware of your own face? Tell me now. Are you aware of your own face or not? Nobody will carry away by the reflected face. ஏ ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் ஃபேஸ் எங்க இருக்கப்பா? நான் இல்லைன்னு அது எங்க இருக்க முடியும்? இந்த ஒரிஜினல் ஃபேஸ் இல்லாமலே அது இருக்க முடியுமா? அது பொய்யா இல்லையா? பொய்யுதா? Nobody will take that where reflecting face as real. ஏன் ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் வருது? கண்ணாடி இருக்க ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் வருது. ஏன் வருதுன்னு நீ போய் முன்னாடி நிற்கிற, அதனால வருது. You are giving satyatvam to the whole world, RM, RC, and you are like a dog barking at its face in the mirror. Dog is barking. It's gone barking. We see, we laugh at it. We laugh at that dog when it is barking by seeing its reflection. Similarly, Bhagavan is laughing at us, who are all barking like dogs. Looking at the world and the people, mommy are like this, daughter are like this. All illa chellam illaya. Ayyo, Bhagavan sirikkirar namanu paathu. I told you, no, when I was very young, we have a big mirror in our house. And the sparrow vandu daily vandu kutthum vandu. And the mirror, I used to look at it and it is a fun for us when we were small children. My father made a curtain for that. You know, it spoils the mirror. Every day the sparrow will come. And it's that job is that another sparrow has come. Just go on hitting that sparrow. And the sparrow is not. So even after putting curtain, what do you do? The curtain is going to go. ரொம்ப யூஸ்ஃபுல்லா இருக்கு எனக்கு அது சொல்றதுக்கு. ஸ்பேரோ டு நாட் நோ தேர் இஸ் நோ ரிஃப்ளெக்ட், இட் இஸ் நாட் ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன். ஸ்பேரோ கேன் திங்க் இட் இஸ் அனதர் ஸ்பேரோ. டாக் கேன் திங்க் இட் இஸ் அனதர் டாக், பட் ஹியூமன் பீயிங் இஸ் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு திங்க். பகவான் ஹேஸ் கிவன் இன்டலெக்ட் ஃபார் அஸ். டாக் அண்ட் ஸ்பேரோ டு நாட் ஹாவ் தட் கெப்பாசிட்டி. If we are also barking like a dog and hitting like a sparrow, tell me, can I claim myself, am I a human being with high intellect? No, that's why we have come to Prashna Upanishad. Enter into fifth chapter now.
அத ஹைனம் ஷைப்யஹ சத்ய காமஹ பப்ரச்ச சயோஹ வை தத் பகவன் மனுஷேஷு ப்ராயணாந்த ஓங்காரமபித்யாயைத ப்ராயணாந்த ஓங்காரமபித்யாயைத கதமம் வாவசஹ தேன லோகம் ஜயதீதி தஸ்மை சஹோவாச
Now, this fifth question is regarding with Omkara Upasana. The Shishya, the fifth Shishya, or the student, is called Satyakamaha here. Shaibhyaha, Shaibhyaha, not Bhyaha, plain Ba. Shaibhyaha Satyakamaha. Shaibhyaha means belong to Shibivamsha. Satyakama is one, the fifth student. That means you have to understand the fourth student has gone to his place and sat there. Four students are sitting there, even fifth one. And they were all listening to this person, who, what he is going to ask. Satyakamaha, why is called Satyakamaha? Satyam eva kamaha yasya. Who always desire, kama means desire. Who always desire for the knowledge of truth, satya means here, not relative truth. Relative truth, enna madri tea podano? Small tea. Inna tea chai ille. English letter, tea. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma, T is truth. That truth is capital T. So this satyakama is the desirer of truth. That is called knowledge. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. That jnanam he desires. Therefore he is called satyakamaha. Meaningful, no? The pair which have a meaning irukkadhu. அதுக்கு தகுந்த மாதிரி தேவன் தே கெட் டைட்டில்ஸ் இஸ் சத்யகாம அனந்தர் சத்யகாமா இஸ் தேர் இன் சாந்தோக்கிய உபனிஷத் சத்யகாம ஜாபாலா ஹீஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் திஸ் சத்யகாமா இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் பியூட்டிஃபுல் நேம் சத்யகாம பீப்புள் ஆர் ஹேவிங் டிசைர் ஃபார் சோ மெனி திங்ஸ் நோ இன் த வேர்ல்ட் பட் வெரி ஃபியூ பீப்புள் டிசைர் ஃபார் சத்யம் ட்ரூத் அத Atha means anantaryarthe. Anantaryamna thereafter. Atha thereafter. Thereafter means whereafter. After fourth question. Hainam ha enam. After that fourth question. சைப்ய சத்யகாமஹ பப்ரச்ச ஆஸ்க்ட் ஹி ஆஸ்க்ட் இன் திஸ் மேனர் ஏவம் ஏவம் இன் திஸ் மேனர் ஹி ஆஸ்க்ட் சத்யகாமஹ பப்ரச்ச வாட் ஹி ஆஸ்க்ட் சஹாயஹ ஹ வை தத் பகவன் மனுஷேஷு சஹா யஹ ஹூ எவர் சஹா ஹி யஹ ஹூ ஹி ஹூ ஹி ஹூ மெடிடேட் அபான் தத் தட் அபான் தட் தத் ஹே பகவான் ஹீஸ் அட்ரெஸ்ஸிங் த டீச்சர் பிப்பலாதா சேம் டீச்சர் ஓகே சேம் பிப்பலாதா பாவம் ரொம்ப நேரம் உட்கார்ந்துட்டே இருக்கார் அவர் சேம் பிப்பலாதா பகவான் ஹீஸ் அட்ரெஸ்ஸிங் மனுஷேஷு அமாங் ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் மனுஷா மனுஷேஷு மனுஷேஷு மத்தியே அமாங் மென் Among women also, okay. Women also. Prayana, prayanam antam, prayanantam. Antam means paryantam, until. Prayanam means maranam. Prayanantam means Sir, until death, anartham. Until death. Or sarva kaleshu, ityartha. All the time until death. Adi prayanantam meaning. Prayanantam until death, omkaram avidhyayati, the one who meditates upon omkara, Abhidhyayati. Abhidhyayati, that Abhi tells us, Acharya writes, the person who, this dhyanam part comes in Ashtanga Yoga. Okay? Ashtanga Yoga, eight-limbed yoga, ಯಮ ನಿಯಮ ಆಸನ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಯಾಮ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಾಹಾರ ಧಾರಣ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಧ್ಯಾನಂ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸೆವೆಂತ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್. ಇಂದ ಸೆವೆಂತ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ ಧ್ಯಾನಂ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಪಣ್ಣಣಮನ್ನು ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ತರ್ಡ್ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಯು ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್. ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ನು ಯಮಾಸ್ ನಿಯಮಾಸ್ ಡೂಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ಸ್. ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅಹಿಂಸಾ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಅಸ್ತೇಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚರ್ಯಂ ಅಪರಿಗ್ರಹಂ ಶೌಚ ಸಂತೋಷ ತಪಸ್ಸು ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಈಶ್ವರ ಪ್ರಣಿಧಾನ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ 10 ಕಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ಡ್ ಅನ್ನರ್ಥಂ. ಇದೆಲ್ಲ ಪೀಪಲ್ ವಿಟ್ಟುಟ್ಟು ಧ್ಯಾನ ಚೊಲ್ಲಿ ಕೊಡುಂಗೋ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಚೊಲ್ಲಿ ಕೊಡುಂಗೋ ನಿಂಗೆ ಈಗ என்ன பண்றது. தியானம் பண்ணணும்னா இந்த வேல்யூஸ் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ் எல்லாம் ஃபாலோ பண்ணணுமப்பா. சங்கராச்சாரியா டெல்ஸ் ஹூ ஹேஸ் ஆல்ரெடி ஃபாலோட் நான் வயலன்ஸ் அண்ட் சத்தியம் ஸ்பீக்கிங் ட்ரூத் வித்ட்ராயல் ஆஃப் த சென்சஸ் அண்ட் ஹூ ஃபாலோட் த பியூரிட்டி ஆஃப் த மைண்ட் பியூரிட்டி ஆஃப் த பாடி எவ்ரி திங் ஆல்வேஸ் கண்டென்ட் ஹூ ஃபாலோ செலிபசி ஹூ ஃபாலோ சரண்டர் டு காட் அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் டூயிங் ஆஸ்டிரிட்டி. This person, when he is fit enough to do dhyanam, that is abhidhyayati ityarthaha. Ipidella sonna yaar meditation ke varamaata. Who will come for meditation? Namak naave pannikiram veetla idella bombu namak edukani. That's why many people, they don't get the benefit of that meditation. The toughest portion, toughest job, ashtanga yoga. Another important point we have to note here, very very important. Dhyanam will never give moksha. Sari ippudane turiyam patti pesinaadu swamini atma paravidya patti idukulla ye saguna dhyanam dhyanam annale sagunam. Okay, the sagunam vandi last chapter 6th question also regarding only atma vidya. ఫోర్త్ క్వశ్చన్ ఆల్సో రిగార్డింగ్ ఆత్మవిద్య. ఇది మధ్యలో ఇది ఎదుకు అపరావిద్య ధ్యానం టాపిక్. ఇన్ పీపుల్ థింక్ ధ్యానం పండినా మోక్షం అందడం. దేర్ ఈస్ అ లాట్ ఆఫ్ మిస్కన్సెప్షన్. మెడిటేషన్ విల్ గివ్ మోక్ష. నో వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్. హౌ డు యు నో? హౌ డు యు నో మోక్ష ధ్యానం విల్ నాట్ గివ్ మోక్ష అన్న? Moksha means self-knowledge. Self-knowledge means knowing one's own nature. That knowledge will take place in the intellect. That knowledge is possible only by studying scriptures. So, scripture and knowledge, you have to know the what are the pramanams, means to get knowledge. Pratyaksha, anumana, upamana, arthapatti, anupalabdhi. Then shabda. சிக்ஸ் பிரமாணம்ஸ் ஞாபகம் இருக்கும் அப்பா. இது சிக்ஸ் பிரமாணம்ஸ்ல ஓன்லி சப்தா. இந்த சிக்ஸ் பிரமாணம்ஸ்ல தியானம் இருக்கும். சப்த பிரமாணம் மூலமாதான் நமக்கு ஞானம், அது மோக்ஷம். ஸோ இங்க ஞானம் ஆத்ம ஜானம்னா மோக்ஷம்னு சொன்னாலும் ஒண்ணுதான். சப்த பிரமாணம் வைதிக சப்த பிரமாணம் மூலமாதான் நமக்கு ஞானம் வரும். பிரத்யக்ஷ அனுமான உபமான அர்த்தாபத்தி அனுபலப்தி எல்லாமே நெகேட்டட். இந்த ஆறு பிரமாணங்கள் தான் எந்த நாலெட்ஜுக்கு ஜானத்துக்கு வேறு வழி. ஈவன் லௌகிக நாலெட்ஜ் பராவித்ய அபராவித்ய பராவித்யக்கு. அப்போ பராவித்யக்கேமோ சப்தம் வைதிக சப்தம், பிரத்யக்ஷ அனுமான உபமான அர்த்தாபத்தி அனுபலப்தி ஆல் தீஸ் லௌகிக ஜானம். சயின்ஸ் ஃபிசிக்ஸ் கம்ப்யூட்டர் பிரத்யக்ஷம் அனுமானம் யூ கேன் யூஸ். பட் ஃபிசிக்ஸ் நாலேஜுக்கு எங்கேயோ தியானம் சொல்லியிருக்கானோ, கெமிஸ்ட்ரி நாலேஜுக்கு தியானம் பண்ணுங்க வந்துடும் யாராவது சொன்னானோ, சங்கீதம் வேணும்னா தியானம் பண்ணு வரும்னு யாராவது சொன்னால, எந்த ஜானத்துக்கு தியானம் பண்ணினா ஜானம் வரும்னு எங்கேயாவது இருக்க. வேர்ல்டி நாலேஜுக்கே தியானம் பண்ணினா வராதுன்னு சொல்லும் போது, தியானம் இஸ் நாட் த மீன்ஸ். வாட் டு டாக் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் பராவித்யா. Therefore, try to understand, in the dhyanam moolama namakku moksham varadu. Mari edukaga? There are some manda adhikaris. There are some manda adhikaris. And the manda adhikaris kaha in the saguna ஈஸ்வர ராம கிருஷ்ண சிவ உபாசன தியானம் சொல்லி தென் ஸ்லோலி தே வில் கம் டு கிரமமுக்தி தென் கிரமமுக்தி டு தேர் அகெயின் கிரமமுக்திக்கு போகணும்னா என்ன பண்ணணும் அங்கே அங்கே கூட படிக்கணும் தியானம் மூலமாக உபாசனம் மூலமாக தே வில் கோ டு பிரம்மலோக தே வில் கோ டு பிரம்மாஜி அண்ட் ஸ்டடி பிரம்மலோகத்துக்கு போனாலும் கிளாஸும் போய் தான் ஆகணும் எதுக்கு அங்கே போய் கஷ்டப்படணும் இங்கே படிக்கக்கூடாதோ That's why you cannot skip this practice. You cannot. No one can skip this study of scriptures, either here or near Brahmaji. Therefore, இங்கேயே படிங்கோ நல்ல கெட் ஜானம். So what I want to say is, தியானம் will never give moksha. Here, Omkara Dhyanam has got a uniqueness. So these Yama Niyamas, do's and don'ts, first Yama Niyamas, do's and don'ts on discipline. One has to follow to go to Omkara Dhyanam. Okay. Then asana, physical discipline, asanas. Some students think, Swamini, we are all advanced Vedantic students. இப்பெல்லாம் எங்களுக்கு யோகாவே வேண்டாம். அதெல்லாம் ஓல்டு கிளாஸ். பீப்புள் திங்க் சங்கராச்சாரிய ஹைலைட்ஸ் அஷ்டாங்க யோகா பியூட்டிஃபுல்லி. ஃபார் எ வேதாந்திக் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஹூ எவர் ப்ராக்டிஸ் அஷ்டாங்க யோகா, வேதாந்த இஸ் எ வாக் ஓவர். ஓகே, இட் இஸ் எ பார்ட், இட் இஸ் எ சாதனம், இட் இஸ் எ மீன்ஸ். ஸோ ஓங்கார தியானம் மூலமாக சித்தசுத்தி வந்து ஈ வில் கோ டு கிரமமுக்தி ப்ராசஸில். ஸோ ஆராத் உபகாரகம், தியானம் ஆராத் உபகாரகம், நாட் சாட்சாத், நாட் டைரக்ட் மீன்ஸ், பட் தியானம் இஸ் த இன்டைரக்ட் மீன்ஸ். இன்டைரக்ட் மீன்ஸ் ஃபார் பரபிரம்ம ஜானம், தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் ஆஸ் குட் ஆஸ் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் பராவித்யா. ஓகே, சொல்லிக்கலாம். ஏன் மிடில் வந்ததுன்னா ஜஸ்டிஃபை பண்ணணும் இல்லையோ, இர்ரெலவெண்ட்டாக பேசுகிறான்னு சொல்கிறோம் இல்லையோ. ஏன் இந்த குழந்தை வந்து ஸ்டூடெண்ட் வந்து இர்ரெலவெண்ட் கொஸ்டின் வை இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங்கன்னா அப்படி நினைக்கக்கூடாது. சத்யகாமஹா இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் ஃபார் த சேக் ஆஃப் ஃபார் ஆல் பீப்புள் ஆல்சோ. சப்போஸ் இஃப் எனிபடி இஸ் நாட் குவாலிஃபைடு, தட் பர்சன் கேன் ப்ராக்டிஸ் this omkara dhyanam to get that parabrahma gnanam, parabrahma paravidya. Therefore it is arat upakarakam, not sakshat. Indirect means, but not direct means. Since it is indirect means, it is a means. Therefore it is relevant only here. Justify pannanum apparam dhaan mulla po mudiyum. So yama niyama asana is a physical discipline. Pranayama is a breathing discipline. Pratyahara is a sense discipline. Dharana is a mind discipline. Then you are fit for dhyanam. இதெல்லாம் பண்ணாமலே வீட்டில் உட்கார்ந்து நீங்கள் தியானம் பண்ணினா கூட தலைவலி தான் வரும். தியானம் தென் சமாதி. ஓகே, நவ் யூ சீ சஹாயா ஹூ ஹீ ஹூ ப்ராக்டிஸ் திஸ் ஓங்கார தியானம் கதமவாவ சா தேன லோகம் ஜெயதீதி. Which loka he attains? There are so many lokas. In the Omkaram Dhyanam Pandravani, enda lokathukku pova? What lokam is booked for him? Manushya lokama, Bhuvar lokama, Suvar lokama, Mahar lokama, Jana lokama, Tapo lokama, Satya lokama, enda lokam? Please tell me, hey Pippalada, hey Bhagavan, hey Guru. That is the meaning. Katamam means which one, which loka, lokam, saha, that meditator, tena, by that meditation, omkara meditation, jayatiti means not conquering, jayati means acquire, attain, which loka, reaches to which loka, enter into which loka, దెర్ సే వీ ఆల్సో రీడ్ ఇన్ మాండుక్యోపనిషత్ కఠోపనిషత్ ఓమిత్యేకాక్షరం బ్రహ్మ వ్యాహరన్ మా మనుస్మర దట్ భగవద్గీత ఆల్సో లార్డ్ కృష్ణ 8th చాప్టర్ ఫుల్లీ ఓంకార ఇన్ తైత్రీ ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో ఓం బ్రహ్మ ఇతి ఉపాసీత ఎం ఎం వాపి స్మరణ్ భావం త్యజత్యంతే కళేవరం తం తం ఏవ ఏతి అదిదా అంతకాల స్మరణం అగైన్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఇఫ్ యు రిమెంబర్ దట్స్ వై మనుష్య సర్వకాలేషు వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ ప్రాయణాంతం సర్వకాలేషు మీన్స్ ఎట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ వాట్ హీ రిమెంబర్స్ దట్ అలోన్ హీ గెట్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ హీ రిమెంబర్స్ దట్ అలోన్ హీ గెట్స్ దట్స్ వై ఎట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ అవర్ పీపుల్ సే వాట్ ఎల్లామే మున్నడే సెటిల్ పన్ను అంత టైంలో టెల్ దెమ్ టు గో అవే అండ్ యూ కాన్సన్ట్రేట్ ఆన్ ద భగవాన్ ఇవన్న ఎన్న పన్నువా ఎల్లారూ కూపిటి వాంగ 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 వచ్చి లాస్ట్ కడసియా పాకన ఎన్న కడసియా పాకనది కడసియా పాత్ర ఎన్న ఆయన ఏదో లోకతికి పోయిడువా అవర్ శాస్త్ర ఇస్ వెరీ వెరీ పర్టిక్యులర్ అప్పుదా నామ జపం చలనం యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఇన్వోక్ దట్ సాధన ఫుల్లీ సో ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ కమ్ సడన్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ సడన్ And some families know they are very careful. They never talk anything. He has their mantra in the kadala mantra chulluva. So on the last second thought takes next birth. Kapha vata pitta angella maatin irukke adu vere kadai sari ipo he is asking the next తస్మై సహోవాచ తస్మై మీన్స్ శిష్యాయ సత్యకామాయ టు దట్ సత్యకామ సహ పిప్పలాద ఉవాచ సెడ్ హ ఉవాచ హీస్ గివింగ్ డెఫినెట్ ఆన్సర్ నౌ ఏతద్వై సత్యకామ పరంచాపరంచ బ్రహ్మయదోంకారః తస్మాత్ విద్వానేతేనైవాయత అనేకతరమన్వై ఇంక స్ప్లిట్ పండకూడదు యాక్చువల్గా ఇంక పడిక ముడియాదు అని చెప్పి స్ప్లిట్ పండిట తప్పు వచ్చు విద్వాన్ ఏతేన ఏవ ఆయతనేన ఇప్పుడు స్ప్లిట్ పండను ఎందుకు విద్వాన్ డోంట్ సే రైట్ విద్వాన్ ఏతేన ఏవ ఆయతనేన ఏకతరం అన్వేతి నౌ పిప్పలాద ఆన్సర్ ఓ సత్యకామ వై మీన్స్ నాట్ ఇంగ్లీష్ వై మీన్స్ అప్పుడిదానే అని అర్థం ఎప్పుడిదానే అన్నా సి ఇంత ఓంకారం పడినదానే అంద బ్రహ్మను కడికం ఇలియో అని కేకరాడు ఏతత్ దిస్ ఓంకార విచ్ ఈస్ ప్రతీకం సింబల్ యత్ ఓంకార ఏతత్ పరంచ అపరంచ పరం బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ నిర్విశేషం బ్రహ్మ నిర్వికారం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకారం బ్రహ్మ అపరం సగుణం బ్రహ్మ సాకారం బ్రహ్మ సవికారం బ్రహ్మ సవిశేషం బ్రహ్మ పరంచ అపరంచ ఇంత రెండుమే అడయ ముడియం త్రూ ఓంకార ధ్యానం అదెప్పుడు ఏదో చెల్ల పోరాంగ is going to say that next answer, tasmat, because of that omkara dhyanam alone, vidwan upasakaha, upasakaha, yetena eva, yetena omkara dhyanena eva, by this omkara dhyanam alone. Why not Rama Dhyana, Krishna Dhyana? Omkara is very closest to Brahman. Care of Mandukya. That's why you have to reel. The whole thing should be there in the mind. Then it is easy for you. Etena eva ayatanena. Ayatanena means symbol. Ayatana means here symbol. Taking the omkara as a symbol, by that alone, ekataram anveti. Ekataram means oneness. Oneness with param brahma, param brahma aikyam or aparam brahma aikyam. This omkara dhyana upasaka, he will attain either aparam brahma aikyam or param brahma aikyam. How he will get the aparam brahmaikyam? In what way, if he meditate upon omkara, he gets aparam brahmaikyam? In what way he meditate upon omkara, he gets param brahmaikyam? Thodarum. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.